Okay, let's see. Carolyn's out there in Covington. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi. I stumbled across some YouTubes on Jim Humble. He has MMS.
Oh, yeah, Jim Humble. I know. Thank you for bringing it up, ma'am.
Yeah, tell me about him.
Okay. He has come up with a solution which he called initially Miracle Mineral Solution. Probably
right.
Shouldn't have called it that because, of course, what that did right away is draw all kinds of attention from various law enforcement agencies on him. Oh, this guy's a quack, blah, 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 blah. Well, I'm sorry, folks, but if you look up Jim Humble and his work, what you'll find that this mineral solution, which is so simple, you can put it together yourself at home and you get the two vials and you put them together and you wait 2 minutes and you bring it down. It has been able to stop all kinds of infectious problems in third world countries, and it is so inexpensive. So I'm glad you brought it up. People should look online, Jim Humble and infectious disease, and he's not even a doctor, but what he came up with is simple and safe. And it just knocks a lot of germs flat. Now, I'm not at all going to tell you it cures everything. It does not. But one of the many reasons you haven't heard about it, and why hasn't it been in your newspaper, you can't patent this stuff. And so the big pharmacy companies, who basically were found in a 1953 congressional record publication to be in collusion with FDA, they just do everything they can to keep the word about this down.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to hear that because I sent for his miracle solution. It's only $20 and it'll last forever, I guess. And been
gotta keep
to try it.
Got to keep the lid on it tight, though, ma'am, because it can't evaporate.
Okay, that's good to know. Anything else? No other warnings or anything? I'm just really excited about his stuff.
Well, you should be. I've tried it myself. I won't recommend anything to anyone that I haven't tried it myself, and I'm still here, and so is everybody else I know who's tried it.
Did it do anything for you?
Oh, no, I did. I wasn't sick. I just wanted to take some and make sure it didn't hurt me.
Okay, that's kind of where I'm at, and I have a friend that has cancer, and I was going to tell him about it.
Well, I'm not sure it'll work there. It's mostly targeted at infectious problems.
Yeah, well, quite a few of them say that the testimonials, tons of testimonials, and a lot of them say cancer. So thank you very much. That's my question.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for
Bye.
Calling.